This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Vote counting for a post of Joint General Secretaries of Nepali Congress begins. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says chances of snowfall from today in mountainous region, and at least 27 people feared death in Osaka building fire. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress leaders Mahalakshmi Upadhyay, Dina, Jivan Pariyar and Bhishma Raj Angdambe have been elected Nepali Congress Assistant General Secretaries from the voting. In the vote counting held late Thursday, Upadhyay made to the post by securing 2,533 votes under the women's quota, defeating another contender, Kamala Panta. Nepali Congress Central Election Committee Sitaram Kesi said Panta received 2,105 votes. Likewise, Pariyar was elected by getting 2,212 votes, while his nearest rival Man Bahadur Biswakarma managed 2,175 votes. Similarly, Angdambe got victory with 2,711 votes against his rival Bikas Lama's 1,913 votes. Angdambe was elected under the indigenous cluster of the Nepali Congress. The counting of votes for the remaining five posts of Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary has begun. Secretary of the Congress Central Election Committee Keshav Rizal informed that the counting of votes for the remaining Joint General Secretary is underway and the results will come soon. As the results of three of the eight clusters for the post of a General Secretary of the Nepali Congress came out on Thursday, the counting of votes for the remaining five clusters is underway today. There is an arrangement for eight people to be elected as the Joint General Secretaries of the Nepali Congress. Two youths died in separate road accidents occurred in Thapa and Mohotari districts last night. Binod Limbu of Kankai Municipality 8 died after his speeding motorcycle lost control near Dudamari choke of Sivasataksi Municipality of the East-West Highway. The District Police Office Thapa said pillion rider Bimal Siba is injured in the mishap. Deputy Superintendent of Police Prakash Bista said pillion rider Mubarak Ansari of Bangaha Municipality 6 in Mohotari District died after a motorcycle met with an accident. Seriously injured in the accident, Ansari breathed his last while receiving treatment at Janaki Healthcare Hospital, Janakpur. According to police, a search for a motorcyclist Deepesh Chaudhary is underway. Chairman of Nepal Workers and Peasants Party Narayanman Bijukse has directed the party rank and file to concentrate the party activities with the aspiration of service of people at first. Addressing the party's 32nd Centre Council meeting that began in Bhaktapur on Thursday, leader Bijukse asked the party cadres to work actively since the country was plunging into crisis due to national political and international context. Party's Central Committee member Surendra Raj Gosai said the crisis resulted by the COVID-19 pandemic were also reviewed at the meeting. The council meeting is scheduled to conclude on a Saturday. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said there are chances of snowfall in high hilly and mountainous region of the country from today due to the western low pressure system advancing along with the westerly wind. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Sudhir Pashim, Karnali, Lumbini and Gandaki provinces, with the clouds moving towards the east through Sudhir Pashim province from today. There is possibility of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions in Sudhir Pashim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces. Likewise, there are chances of a light rain at some places of Sudarshan province. The department had forecast an increase in cold as the mercury will further plummeted due to the influence of this weather system. It has urged for adopting necessary safety and precaution measures to protect from the possible impact of the snowfall and cold weather, as it is likely to have an effect on the daily life, including the mountaineering activities and air transport. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 27 people are feared dead after a fire broke out in a building in downtown Osaka, Japan. Public broadcaster NHK said police are looking into the possibility that the blaze was deliberately started. Footage showed blackened windows after dozens of firefighters put out the blaze on the fourth floor. All of those feared dead appeared to have been in a clinic when the fire occurred. The local fire department said rescue officers were alerted to the fire on Friday morning and it was successfully extinguished 30 minutes later after it burned across an area. The U.S. Congress has passed a bill that requires companies to prove that goods imported from China's Xinjiang region were not produced with forced labor. The U.S. has accused China of genocide in its repression of the predominantly Muslim Uyghur minority. There are charges that China has repeatedly rejected. The bill had been criticized by major companies that do business in the area, including Coca-Cola, Nike and Apple. Its passage also overcame initial lack of support from the White House. It was approved by the Senate on Thursday with the vote of every member of Congress except one. The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, as the bill is formally known, now heads to the decks of President Joe Biden to be signed into law. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Australians are mourning a horrific national tragedy after five children were killed in a bouncy castle accident. The children fell about 10 metres after a wind blew the castle skywards at a Tasmania school fair on Thursday. Police say three other children remained in a critical condition on Friday. Another injured child has been discharged from the hospital. Police say the parents of the victim did not wish to speak publicly, but other relatives have given tributes online. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Vote counting for a post of Joint General Secretaries of Nepali Congress begins. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says chances of snowfall from today in mountainous region and at least 27 people feared death in Osaka building fire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.